need to adjust your attitude.
For questions or complaints, please contact the manufacturer.
Emotional outlet, a man's job is to be the mountain that a woman's emotional waves crash into. If he needs you to be strong enough to go to work the next day, you need to find a new man or find a man in general.
But then that leads into toxic masculinity, doesn't it?
Cool. So how about he keeps him to himself and maybe talks to his colleagues at work about fixing the problem, not coming home like a little bitch to his wife. If he can't make her feel safe, truly feel safe, you think him coming home and telling you about his problems at work is going
to
make you feel safe and protected? He's supposed to be the hero. He's supposed to have charge of the situation. Coming home and crying to you like a little is going to do nothing but dry your tea up. I'm telling you right now.
Woo! You know what? He's right. He's absolutely right.
Nigga, what?
Like he said, coming home crying to you, it's going to just dry your tea up. You're not going to want to sleep with him whatsoever. But yet, the girl is sitting there saying that men don't want to come home and express their feelings. Women are always talking about a man expressing their feelings, especially a young girl. And that's where a lot of guys get it messed up at. The younger girls are going to teach you how to be a simp because they're learning that from the mother, as well as the guy is learning from the mother. The older people teach the younger kids to be who they are. That's what you have to understand. What happens between men and women is that women get to change into different characters, right? It's their cheat code, and the world adapts to it because the world sees them from an emotional standpoint. But when it comes to a man, they're expecting you to just know everything. And if you do wrong, then you have to be accountable for it. So like he told her, that man is not supposed to come home and cry to you, because all you're going to do is lose respect for him. And once you lose respect for him, you're going to hurt that man because you're going to be upset. And that's what a lot of guys don't see coming when they are in the relationship. You think you're doing a good thing by crying to your woman and trying to be expressive, but all that does is just pushes her away in the long run. I absolutely agree with him on that. Men have to remain stoic. Learn to have just talk about your problems with you and your homeboys. But I'm going to tell you guys right now, you would generally be taking care of your problems on your own. Those are facts. Let's get to the next one.
I can't stand y'all no more. Every single woman in my life that has showed any romantic interest in me, with the exception of maybe one, has used me, manipulated me. And I've come to the conclusion that I'm just not an attractive man. I'm not. But I got cool things. And I thought to myself foolishly this last time that things might be different, but lo and behold, I was correct. I spent $300 on this girl trying to show her a good time, to only have her ghost me and never speak to me again. I don't know what it is that says I'm an easy target, but I'm done trying. Honestly, it ain't worth the heartbreak no more. I quit believing in that Disney fairy tale bullshit a long time ago. There ain't nobody out there for me. What am I doing wrong?
Dear man, you're not alone. There are millions of men out here dealing with this. Attractive men, rich men, young men. It's an epidemic.
Money that you make from that translates to any sort of intelligence or skill.
I have a degree.
A degree in what?
Philosophy. I could go onto grad school and become a lawyer if I wanted.
That's a good point. You could have become a very...
Why do these OnlyFans models always try to talk like they're some type of smart woman? Like, you would notice the dumbest women in the world. Let me go down here. The dumbest women in the world will always try to tell you that they can really do something smart. Well, you can't talk smart but make dumb decisions. You only make yourself look dumber. And that's what this girl is going through right now. She's looking dumber.
Well-respected lawyer, had a good career. What do you think your kids are going to think when they said, oh, my mom had two options? They could have been a philosopher and a lawyer who made a lot of money, but they decided to be an online for 2 years. And then when they got ugly, now nobody wants to hire them anymore because they ruined their name and their reputation.
Guys, let's be honest. He's talking facts. Your kids are going to grow up and have some form of resentment towards you by embarrassing them through the actions of yourself. So he's just saying it as it is, and she seems to be having a hard time accepting the reality.
And the reason why women have a hard time accepting reality is because it's by popular demand. What do I mean, popular demand? That means if one guy is telling her all facts, telling her the truth that she already knows, but she's ignoring it. But she has a whole nother fleet of guys that are actually telling her, oh, you're independent. Men shouldn't be saying this. They don't know you. That's what happens with these OnlyFans girls. They have way too many beta male guys around them championing them. Like, for instance, when you look at Fresh and Fit, right, what makes them stand out the most is that they're always making women be accountable for their actions, be accountable for everything that they say, be accountable for everything that they do. But a lot of other podcasters that may have the same girl on, they're going to go a little softer. They're going to go a little gentle. Why? Because they don't want to deal with the backlash of disagreeing with her. So a lot of these girls surround themselves with guys that are never going to disagree with them. And that's what places them inside the delusion. The same delusion that I tell you guys, if you come into the red pill space and you stay here too long, at some point you will become delusional about what's really happening in life. And then you'll start to have standards in a woman that you've never dated before. That's why you got to get out of your emotions and stay in reality. It's hard for a woman to get out of her emotions and get into her reality because of her hormones that she has. She has that thing once a month. They have pH balances. Women always have hidden insecurities that men don't know about. That's what you have to understand about a woman. Her body is basically a chemist set. That's why they always have to go to the doctors for little stuff. That's going to cause her to be emotional insecure about stuff. When it comes to men, you have to break that phase. Once you fall into an emotional rut and you don't have hormonal problems, it becomes a mental problem. All right? Let's find another one.
I have a thing for single girls.
I don't have a thing for short guys.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm too tall.
Yeah. Take up those chanclas.
They're not gonna do a difference.
Well, ma'am, look, let me tell you this. I'll accept you for the way you are. Because I know.
Deep down inside is what matters.
Look, because you care about height. But if you take off that makeup, guys will look at you different.
No, I'm still cute regardless.
You're still cute?
Yeah.
So why you have it on then?
You're right.
Goddamn right.
I mean, if you don't like each other, you just got to keep it pushing. If she don't like him for his height, that's fine. If he don't like her face, that's fine. No point insulting each other, but he does have a point. If a lot of these women did remove the makeup off their face.
What's up?
I keep trying to tell everybody, most people that are going to have standards are going to be in your younger years. But what you have to understand is people's standards are always someone they have never dated before. So when it comes to a woman, stop paying attention to her standards, because you too, as a man, you have standards that you have never dated before as well. The best thing to do for a man is to only focus on yourself. That's the only way you're going to win, because when a man becomes obsessed with his dreams and become obsessed with his goals, everybody around him changes. It's called hypnitis. They start treating you different, acting different, laughing at jokes that ain't funny. Next thing you know, they care about you more than you care about yourself. And you looking at them like, why you want to help me out so bad? And you ain't even doing good in your life. You start to go through that. But one thing about a woman is she's going to always follow the man who is truly into himself. The moment you start telling a woman what you like about her, she starts to ask, why do you like that? Leave it alone. Main thing that men need to focus on is yourself. The person that you're supposed to be with will come to you. When Drake goes and do a concert, you think all those girls backstage lined up feel like they know him? No, they know the fame. They see what he's accomplished already. When you see all these kings in Africa that have multiple wives, and you see the guys over in Dubai with multiple wives, they became something first before they can have all those women that want them. That's just cutthroat what a man has to learn.
Another time.
The obsession men have with humbling women is so sad, because it's always the ones that are easy to draw. And it's clearly always the ones that they feel most intimidated by, because you could tell that she has confidence by the way she was answering. And people hate confident people. I saw a girl on my For You page yesterday make a video about how she's confident or whatever, and people went to every single one of her posts commenting something rude like, oh, you thought you ate, whatever, whatever. Why do y'all care so much if someone has confidence in themselves? Like, why is it such a big deal that you feel the need to go and try to humble them?
I know that. A lot of these women need to be told the truth, to be honest with you. So whenever guys are humbling women, they're not necessarily humbling that one woman. What they're doing is sending a message to all the other women out there that need humble. That's what the internet is for. The internet is there for people to voice their opinions that they typically cannot do in real life. What men need to learn to do is voice these same opinions in real life, in real time, to make yourself feel better. This is the get back. The get back is when you get humbled. That's what he's doing. So when women ask, why do men feel the need to do that? It's simple. A lot of women don't get it. You have more men in society that are willing to go along with your delusion than ones that are willing to call you out on it. Calling you out on it actually fixes the world. How does it fix the world, Anthony? You give birth to the children. If you're delusional and you have the power, you're only going to delusionalize a generation. That's why Generation Z is so messed up, because we gave the women the power. And now you see the results.
Talk about marriage.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Listen, yes. Listen, you paired the two Africans in the room together.
Is this red yet?
Why?
Well, I know why. I brought up marriage.
I'm ready.
You can't take a joke, you little
To be honest, I didn't understand her humor, so I didn't know if it was a joke or not.
You don't like funny women?
I do, but that didn't make me
no,
laugh.
No, you don't. That didn't make me laugh.
Are we talking about marriage?
Yes.
One thing that women should understand is a man doesn't fear your confidence. A woman's confidence is the same as an annoying man. What do I mean? You have some guys out here that are going to be successful. As they become successful, you're going to have some dudes that humble themselves. The real rich guys that get it, the more money they make, the more they're going to hide it. That means no jewelry. They're not going to wear designer clothes, and their cars are going to be basic, because they're in survival mode, which means they want their bank account to look better than them at all times. But then you have some guys who suffered insecurity. They finally get some money and they got some power. They don't know how to handle it. They become obnoxious. They become very arrogant. And then people start to dislike them. One thing about a woman, you've never seen a woman gain success and be humble. Never. You've always seen women who have made it become louder, become more aggressive, become more like that guy that makes money that nobody likes. That's what happens with women. Women, men don't fear your confidence. They don't fear your success. They hate the arrogance that comes with it.